supposed to introduce myself. Matt Yost. I'll be moderating today. Just supposed to encourage you to remember to turn off your phones or silence them. I don't have the correct continuing education form up here, but does anyone need that? Okay, good. And I think that's it. Welcome. Thank you for coming. Our first speaker today will be Michael Felton. Just a reminder to all the speakers, I'll stand up when you have about 2 minutes left. So please be prompt and leave a little bit of time for questions. That's valuable. So please do that. I think that's all we need to know. So we'll turn the time over to Michael.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Michael Felton, graduate student at Alcorn State University. I will be presenting soil chemical properties associated with stand establishment of bioenergy grass Freedom gymoscanthus. Gymoscanthus is a perennial warm season grass. It is native to Asia. It is a sterile hybrid. It can only be planted by its rhizomes. It is high in biomass yields and is one of the best feedstock for bioenergy in the United States. Gymoscanthus biomass uses. It can be used for combustion, gasification, pyrolysis, and liquefaction. Heat and or electricity, gaseous biofuels, and biofuel chemicals. The America Energy Independence and Security Act in 2007 by President Bush stated that we need to replace 30% of present U.S. petroleum consumption by biofuel for 2030. Our target is to produce 20 billion gas of cellulosic ethanol by 2022. The U.S. Department of Energy Billion Ton Update in 2011 stated that 5.6 to 22 million acres of cropland should shift to energy crop, including energy grass cultivated by 2030. Southern U.S. projected to produce the highest biomass yield from bioenergy grasses. Mississippi is one of the top places for bioenergy biomass cultivation in the United States. Mississippi bioenergy sector is set to receive projected investment of more than $3 billion in the next decade. To meet ISA's target, 19 million hectares of cropland required for miscanthus cultivation with target yield of 13 metric tons hectare per year. 81 million hectares in eastern U.S. can sustainably produce 10 megaton hectare per year without supplemental irrigation. The new commercial variety, Freedom Giant Miscanthus, was developed at Mississippi State University and now is grown by Agrotech in Greenboro, North Carolina. Bred for southeastern United States, but grows equally well in Midwest. The height is between 12 feet and 14 feet tall. It is drought and heat tolerant, and the maturity is 4 years stand establishment. Why? Because long-term and large-scale cultivation of a commercial variety of perennial grass necessitates the study of its impact on soil properties, both during stand established and maturity. The research sites are in Mount Bayou, Preston, and two on the campus of Lorain, Mississippi. There is no fertilization or supplement. They are both rain-fed and rain-fed. There's no weed control or anything. It's just organic matter. Over, research goals and hypotheses. Overall, do these sites under Freedom Giant Miscanthus cultivation vary in soil properties in 3 year of stand establishment? Since the three locations have different soil types and climates, the soil properties under Freedom Giant Miscanthus cultivation will vary significantly at these three sites. If so, do these sites demonstrate seasonal variation? Yes, within each site, seasonal variation of the tested soil properties will be seen. For a given site, such as Mount Bayou, what is the variation in soil properties over the years and over a seasonal during stand establishment? In Mount Bayou, the soil properties will not only vary over the years, but also over the season within a year. These are the three locations, Norman, Mount Bayou, and Preston, and for the 4 years from 2013 to 2016, summer, spring, and fall. The sampling process, drain spade used for the samples, 6 times each plot, and we collected them in Ziploc bags. We air dried the samples, and samples were grounded in with a mortar and pestle by me. Samples collected on sterile 50 milliliters. Samples analyzed at soil testing lab in Kansas State University. For the soil tester, Lorman and Mount Bayou were basically the same for the sand, silt, and clay. Preston, however, was different. We used a one-way ANOVA for our values and components, except for the pH site differently significantly for the different soil properties. For these tables, we looked at the total nitrogen, organic matter, and our carbon. For summer, spring, summer, and fall, it significantly increased in all three. Seasonal differences was absent in Mount Bayou and Preston for the most part. Seasonal differences were seen in both plots in Lorman. The land in Mount Bayou and Preston were virgin land. Lorman plots extensively used for experimental plots before we planted Giant Miscanthus. Here again, the organic matter, total carbon, and total nitrogen were increasing. Organic matter and total carbon significantly increased over the years. Total nitrogen remains unchanged over the years. And calcium, magnesium significantly decreased over the years. In conclusion, over the 3 years of stand establishment, we can see increase in organic buildup and total soil carbon. Selection of cultivation site is important. Information for the next 2 years will provide a glimpse of soil properties during stand establishment. We are grateful for the appreciation funding NSF and the USDA. Thank you. Any questions?
Yes, sir. In the first 3 years of establishment, do you harvest the grass or does it just grow? You just leave it there so that it'll get better established? Or would you be able to take some of it off?
Well, I've seen that on some of the plots they were mowing the grass and making it into hay. But I think that during those 3 years we were digging the rhizos from the ground, and we did it like each year within those seasonals, the summer, fall, and the winter.
Questions?
So We mentioned fertilization would have improved the yield. Anything in particular you think? Nitrogen, phosphorus?
Probably both. Well, the nitrogen, throughout the years, the nitrogen stays the same. If you put fertilization, I don't know whether it would increase or decrease the nitrogen in the biomass.
Other questions? So, I had a question for you, Mike. So you mentioned that it was harvested or that it was not harvested in the first 3 years?
The first 3 years, I think it was hard. I know they mowed it down.
Okay.
Each time, I think they mowed it down each time.
Okay. Did you look at the nutrient content in the material? What was being taken up by the miscanthus?
I'm not sure if we did or.
Okay. Thank you, Michael.
All right,
appreciate it.